I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 4 weeks, four pastors, four church attacks, and 14 dead in northern Burkina Faso. This past Sunday was just the latest in a series of deeply unsettling events targeting Christians. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton tells us.
What it seems to be is Islamic militants coming across the border from some of the surrounding nations that are part of Al-Qaeda in that area, especially from Mali, also from Niger. People coming in from outside the country, bringing these attacks against the church.
The violence sent a wave of displaced to the southern part of the country. In this time of crisis, we are urged to pray. Let's ask God to do the impossible.
Let's pray that Christians there will not do that, but will continue to be bold witnesses for Christ and reach out to others.
And Slavic Gospel Association's Compassion Ministry plays a vital role in its work to support churches in the former Soviet Union. Compassion Ministry helps churches in this region reach out to those in need in their communities. And the essence of this work can be found in many of SGA's other work, like Orphans Reborn or Reach Russia Now. But SGA's Eric Mock says this work also builds trusted relationships where God's love can be communicated.
Not to just say blessings on you as you suffer, but actually build bridges by showing up with something in your hand as well as the gospel in the other hand.
Pray for SGA's compassion ministry and for the churches it serves. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.